It's hard to imagine New Orleans without its food. Crawfish etouffee, muffaladas, shrimp couvillon, and charbroiled oysters. But the pandemic has gutted the city's legendary restaurant scene. With no tourist in sight, high unemployment numbers, and social distancing restrictions, restaurants aren't sure how to stay afloat without customers. Betsy Shepherd reports from New Orleans, where Mayor LaToya Cantrell has recently allowed businesses to reopen at 25% capacity.
Before the coronavirus, people would line the block waiting to get a table at Willie Mae's Scotch House, a Treme neighborhood restaurant that serves world-famous fried chicken. Now the block sits quiet, and the dining room is closed indefinitely. Owner Carrie Seaton Stewart is rethinking how to run the beloved social institution in the era of social distancing.
We are able to sell takeout and do the delivery apps. And so now we are transitioning to Willie Mae's at home.
For more than a decade, Carrie's been running the family restaurant that her late great grandmother, Willie Mae, founded in the 1950s. Willie Mae taught Carrie how to cook and gave her business lectures over coffee every morning. So now, when Carrie worries about the future of Willie Mae's, she imagines what her great grandma would advise.
She's like, "You got it. You know, you just stay focused. You think about how you can adjust. It'll be fine."
It took Carrie and her family 2 years to rebuild Willie Mae's after Hurricane Katrina. But she says rebuilding from this disaster is different because the social nature of restaurants is now their biggest liability.
You know, it's a place where people hung out. That's the foundation of it.
The pandemic has caused more sales and job losses in the restaurant industry than any other sector. 4 out of 10 restaurants across the nation closed during March and April. Businesses that remained open reported nearly a 78% drop in revenue. And those losses forced restaurant owners to lay off or furlough nearly 70% of the nation's food service workforce.
As an industry, we've been decimated and will take probably the longest to recover.
That's Melvin Rodrigue, the chairman of the National Restaurant Association and president of Galatoire's, the historic upscale French Quarter eatery. Rodrigue says that as bad as the national economic landscape is, New Orleans will be hit even harder. Nearly a fifth of residents work in the service industry.
We rely on people coming to New Orleans to visit. We only have just under 400,000 residents. It's just not enough to sustain 1,500 restaurants. That only happens with the 19 million visitors that came to town last year.
6 o'clock, 8. All right, we're all set.
Thank you so much. Galatoire's is resuming dine-in service as part of the city's first phase of reopening. But with 25% capacity limits, the restaurant won't be making any money. In fact, Rodrigue says Galatoire's will likely operate at a loss for a year or more before business picks up. Many restaurants can't afford to do that.
The restaurant industry is comprised of so many small, independent restaurants. People that have their entire livelihoods tied up. How will those small businesses sustain? We know that they can't.
Rodrigue says that without government aid, many closed restaurants won't be able to reopen, and more will shutter over time. In addition to destabilizing the city's job market, mass restaurant closures would undermine the character of New Orleans, a place defined by and visited for its cuisine and food traditions.
These restaurants are essential to our community and the story of New Orleans.
That's Zella Palmer, who heads the food studies program at Dillard University. She says neighborhood restaurants played a key role in boosting the city's economy and morale after Katrina. But this time around, they're the ones that need to be buoyed up.
Restaurants are celebrities in our town. And if some of these restaurants close down, it does change the fabric of the community. And once again, we're repeating this cycle of loss.
Carrie Seaton Stewart misses walking into Willie Mae's and seeing a crowded room of people laughing and sharing a meal together. But she's working hard to bring revenue up by expanding the restaurant's takeout business. Because Willie Mae taught her early on that surviving tough times requires adapting.
Are we ever going to go back to normal? I don't think so. And that's the challenge.
The challenge for New Orleans will be rediscovering its joie de vivre amid the new normal. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
For more news coverage, visit wwno.org.